still is on there, but those platforms at the top of those telephone poles are about 25 feet up in the air. Some of them actually are closer to 30 feet up in the air. And so what you have here is you have an obstacle course in the air. For many years, I was a facilitator at this. I was a coordinator for it, and I helped many kids, junior high on up and up into adults, help traverse this obstacle course. It begins by going on a tightrope. And as you're going on this tightrope, you look down and your feet are on this just this little cable, and 25 feet below you is solid ground. Now, it might not look like a lot up there, but when you're standing 25 feet up in the air and there's nothing below you but ground, that's plenty enough. And a fall from there would significantly hurt you, possibly even be fatal. There's also an open air leap where you leap from one platform to another. From the ground, it looks like, oh, maybe 2 feet away, but when you're standing on that platform ready to jump, it looks like a mile away. There's also a balance beam, which actually had a warp to it. So it was like walking on a 6-inch wide board that warped as you went along. And again, there's nothing below you but solid ground. And there's a suspension bridge, and there's lily pads, there's a tire swing, and the whole thing ends with a zip line, which you just have to walk off a platform and trust that the stuff is going to hold you there. All you have when you go on this ropes course is this harness that goes around your waist and your legs. It's made of the same material as seat belts. You have these two ropes called sling lines that have carabiners at the end of them that hook you on to steel cables. And this is what you have to keep you from plummeting to the earth. For some, as they would go on this course, it would feel like this is too small of a measure for my safety. This isn't good enough to protect me. You might as well put yarn from my belt to the rope and hope that I don't die. I witnessed many people really succeed at this course. I witnessed also many with extreme doubt as they went across, despair, even some with just crippling fear. When they'd be standing on a platform ready to go to the next thing, they would freeze and just, you almost couldn't talk them into taking a step. They just couldn't see anything but the ground below their feet. And it feels like no matter who went on there, when you came down, you were just happy to be on the ground again, happy on something firm and solid. The course is designed to give you this feel of instability, this feel of shakenness. This feel like there is nothing firm to stand on. I need to put my trust in something else. Psalm 46 lays out the world as it is. It tells us, and it lays it out, that this is a world full of troubles, full of turmoil, full of pain. And in the psalm, troubles here is anything that would weigh upon you, anything that would threaten your body, threaten your soul, threaten your spirit. Troubles are drought and flood, tornado, storm. The troubles that this psalm talks about are violence and assault, war, political turmoil. It's relationship and marriage strife. It's financial hardship. Trouble is cancer, heart disease, tragedy, death. It's the attack of Satan, the sinful desires of the flesh. And all trouble of this world, whether it threatens body or soul, is trouble that would lead us to fear, would fill us with doubt, and work to entice us into the sin of unbelief. Trouble is the things that would cause us to say as we go throughout our lives that the earth is giving way, that the mountains are shaking. It's as if to say, my world is crumbling beneath my feet. As the psalmist wrote this, he could imagine these things, that there's nothing to hold me up. But one of the beauties of the Psalms, though, is that they not only speak God's words of promise, and this psalm is full of God's word of promise, but they also give us the words to say when we're struggling in our faith. They give us a prayer to pray when we don't have the words ourselves, when we can't come up with it on our own. This psalm prays for us and gives us those words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Notice how the psalmist says this. He uses the third person. He's not just saying God is my help or God is your help. He's saying God is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in times of trouble. Twice the psalmist says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. What does it mean when we say the Lord of hosts? That word hosts, that's a military term. That's the God of armies is with us. This is our confession of faith this morning in a world full of trouble. God is our refuge, strength, and very present help in trouble. Now, when we're in our troubles, there are many times when we might wonder, as previous psalms that we've gone through, question, where is God? We might mutter in our desperation, where are you, God? Or we might shake our fist at the heavens and say, who's in control here? But this psalm points us to Jesus Christ. This psalm points us to the God who is in the midst of his people. This psalm points us to Jesus. Where might this refuge and strength be found? It's in Jesus, who at Christmas we celebrate is Emmanuel, God with us. We also hear from John around Christmas time that this is the Word of God made flesh. This is Jesus Christ. And this Word of God made flesh is the Word which causes nations to rage, kingdoms to totter, the earth itself to melt. This is the Word which says, be still and know that I am God. That verse 10 in the psalm, be still and know that I am God, that's a word we often see or maybe hear quoted when we're to an anxious soul, to a person who's going through troubling times, right? Desperation. And that is true. But this is also a word that God gives to a tumultuous creation that is full of troubles. And to all this creation, all that would rise up against the Lord and against his saints, the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. I am the one who is in control here. I am your refuge. I am your strength. I am the very present help in times of trouble. Be still and know that I am God. Where is God to be found? He's found in Jesus Christ. God with us, Emmanuel, Word of God made flesh. This is the Jesus around whom we gather this morning as the church. And churches around the world gather around this Jesus to sing our praises, to pray to give thanks to give to. And maybe more importantly, it's the Jesus we gather around to receive from, to receive his word, word of promise, word of comfort, that he is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in times of trouble, to receive the words of comfort and consolation, of his mercy, of his grace, words of forgiveness, words of presence. It's where we gather to receive Jesus himself in body and blood through the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of sins. This Jesus who promises to be with us to the very end of the age. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. May the Word who is Jesus be your voice in times of trouble. May you be assured then that God is your refuge, your strength, your very present help in times of trouble.